Back here on the game, Mitch and I have to take off for Manhattan High basketball at the end of the hour, but Cole Manbeck is going to be on with Tyler to kick off hour two of the show. He'll talk plenty more about the game from last night, obviously, K-State going down at the hands of Kansas. And one part of that game that I'm surprised has gotten as much attention as it has, and you know, perhaps appropriately so, because our friend D. Scott Fritchin, GoPowerCat.com, took a heck of a beating there from Frank Mason, jumping over the camera guy and then landing in his lap, knocking his laptop everywhere. So much so that it landed him a story in the Kansas City Star. Kellis writing a story about D. Scott with quotes on him about Frank Mason running into him. Honestly, we've seen two events happen recently because of the TCU game. A friend Maria from the Manhattan Mercury that was just a ball, right? The ball just crushed her computer.
Yeah, because it was a block from DJ Johnson.
That's right. It was that emphatic DJ Johnson block.
Right into her kitchen.
Man, yeah. I will say, we typically sit like back in the second or third row, and it's made me happy with the fact that that is typically what happens, because that would... It would legitimately freak me out a little bit to have Frank Mason flying at me. Not going to lie, it would.
I mean, that's not as bad as having, you know, I wouldn't want one of KU's post players coming at me. You have to prefer having a guard coming at you versus, or like if DJ Johnson were in that situation.
Yeah, but still at the same time, I mean, that's a guy, Frank Mason's probably listed at, I don't know, close to, you want someone at 200 pounds coming flying at you?
I'm just saying, 200 is a lot better than 290.
We've seen everything. So Mitch, remember on Friday, Manhattan High Hayden game, we saw a player go flying into the front row and knock out an elderly woman who looked like she was pretty shaken up.
Yeah, Haley Harper.
It has not been a good time here recently for any of this type of thing. I've been looking for the audio of the one time I've ever had anything like that happen, and I know I've got the audio somewhere, but it was... maybe 4 years ago, Rob Velker and I were doing a Manhattan High game, and a ball came, and it was headed right towards both of us, and I just ducked out of the way and let it hit Rob as we're on the air. So you know where I stand on this whole thing. I'm going to take the coward's way out. I'm going to be gone. If I have any chance to be gone, I'm going to be gone. I'm not sitting there and taking that fall.
I feel like there's a connection here to the flat tire repair poll from last week, too.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to duck out of the way from a ball flying at you, you're probably not going to be the first guy to get down on the ground and change a flat tire.
Here we go. Look at what I found here. How about that? Somewhere deep in the archives.
Stitt in the backcourt. Full court press. The ball thrown right at us. John Kurtz. We've seen what kind of man John Kurtz is. He ducked for cover, hid behind his seat. I took one for the team. I got good hands, man. See?
The Diet Mountain Dew took one for the team.
Yeah. Wait. You almost got projectiled right there. Right side, Shawty Heights. I got an 8-point game.
There was my one moment.
That was in
like that.
That was in the You Can't Be Serious sounder for a time, was it not?
I think it was.
I figured I had heard that before.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah. Good piece of Manhattan broadcasting history right there.
And it was described so well, I could see it in my mind. Exactly what you want with radio broadcasts.
Well, you could certainly tell just by everybody's reaction there that I had just totally bailed out of the way, and Rob fearlessly stood in. Like, Rob's been through some battles. He legitimately had a laptop broken one time by a volleyball getting slammed into it. Like, just an errant volleyball broke a laptop of his. Miraculously, D. Scott Fritchin's laptop last night, totally fine. Totally fine.
Can I share a quick story?
Mm-hmm.
Back in my Cloud County days, remember Potajak? I can't remember his first name, but he played
Alex.
1 year. Alex, thank you.
Sticks.
Playing pickup basketball before he went to K-State. He saves a ball from going out of bounds. Remember, he's 6'10". I'm 5'5", 5'6", on a good day. It's returned right into my mug. I had a black eye for a week. It was so bad. I was in so much pain.
I'm a little bit surprised, as long as you've been doing this, that you have not had a player come into your lap with the same kind of authority as Frank Mason last night.
No, not really. And you got to think, I'm on the sideline for football, too, and I've never really had anything come too close to me as far as that's concerned.
I've gotten destroyed twice on the Manhattan High sidelines.
Well, knock on wood for me as far as that's concerned. Cole Manbeck, coming up next.
Come in and see your name.